Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5 to 6 on Friday, the 2nd of July. I guess the big news today has really been the euro. About 2 o'clock today, the jobless claims came out in the US and they were below forecasts, and the euro has really jumped a lot today. It's up about a cent and a half against the dollar at 123.25. And while that is really a very big move, we're still sort of encountering resistance at the 123.54 level, which is sort of the high of sort of the last recovery or the last sort of rally in the euro. It has moved a bit as well versus the pound, but really, not that much to be quite honest about it. So while it really does look like sort of a nice move, it really hasn't broken out of its range, and the euro is still looking quite uncertain versus the dollar as to what really is going to happen. Looking back at yesterday and those really sort of big moves in the S&P and the Dow, well, there hasn't been any follow through today. I mean, the Dow is down, but it's only down 3 points at the moment at 11:25. So, those are still sort of in their ranges. Supposed to follow through. The Dow Jones is down 52 at the moment. Of course, there's still half the day to trade over there, so we don't really know yet where it's going to finish. But there's been nothing sort of cataclysmic, with the raising of these rates. It's been no sort of great shakes at all. The market, I think, was 100% expecting it, and this is sort of just a sort of a knee-jerk reaction. Although, while I really think that a lot of these charts are looking quite top-heavy, I'm still sort of thinking that there's going to have to be some sort of a exogenous shock to move them lower. We did see today as well, of course, that in Saudi Arabia, another one of the militants has accepted the royal family's amnesty, and they are what he has. I can't remember his name, but he's one of the sort of the top militants has turned himself in and asked others to turn themselves in. So that's quite good for sort of stability in the region, and it looks maybe that the Saudi royal family's sort of hold on the country might be sort of stabilizing a bit. And looking at what oil has done today, and just pulling up the chart now, it's I mean it went absolutely crazy yesterday. It's a bit down on the day, but not really an awful lot. Sort of at 38.38 at the moment, off the highs of today, which were at about 39.05. So, it sort of maintained really a lot of the ground that it took up yesterday. Of course, God, that's an awful racket outside. I must apologize. But that sort of good news coming out of Saudi Arabia is bound to sort of have some sort of negative impact on the price of oil. Natural gas as well is, last time I looked, was marginally up on the day, but has actually gone down a bit now. The closing price at the moment is 6.15 and a half, which is off the highs by about 7 cents. Looking at some of the under indices around the world, the FTSE is down 17 at 44.07. DAX is down 36 and a quarter at 39.98, so it's just below that sort of big round number of 4,000. But again, that's very sort of middle of the range kind of stuff. I've put a lot of charts up today on silver, and there's a very good article there on sort of the amount of silver that is sort of out there in the world, and the amount that has actually been sold off by central banks. And I don't know, I've often looked at sort of central bank. Well, I've often thought that central bank selling is probably a contrary indicator that, by the time governments get around to selling their hoards of gold or silver, that can't possibly be a bad thing for the markets. I mean, we saw that, when Gordon Brown sold all the UK's gold a couple of years ago, that it was just prior to a very significant rally. So, I don't know, maybe I think that the politicians are quite a contrary indicator, perhaps in silver as well. I've I've really not got an awful lot else to say. I'll just go through some of the metals in case anyone's interested to see what they've been doing. You've got coppers at 26.22 at the moment, so it's off the highs, but not by any great deal. Lead is at 8.45, which is 5 off its highs. Nickel at 15,050, which is off the highs, which were at 15,175. Tin is at 88.30, and zinc is at 992. I'll be doing the comment of the day and the audio in August when David's on holiday. So if there's anyone needs or really thinks that they'd like to hear sort of something that I haven't covered in the last couple of days, or if there's particular charts you have of interest, or things that you'd like for us to maybe examine on how to sort of put different charts together, different ratios, just well, send me an email or put something in the forum for me, and I'll try my best to create what charts you might be looking for. But thank you very much for your time.